Welcome to the IM Radio Network, where noted authority coaches, authors, and speakers collaborate and bring to you the best in radio, TV, and live events worldwide. And now, the IM Radio Network proudly presents the Dr. Simone Show with your host, Dr. Simone Reves. Get ready to go. Interactive.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dr. Simone Show, The Mind-Body Edge. Today is Tuesday, August 23rd, and I'm really glad that you're all here listening to me, or if you're going to be listening on a replay, pay close attention because it's going to be a fantastic show. During the Mind-Body Edge, we speak of things involving human behavior, mind-body health, life experiences, consciousness, the changeable brain, and how to achieve business and personal success, freedom, and joy. These issues are vital for us to uncover and discuss because they can educate us, heal us, help us grow, and improve the condition of humanity and the planet as a whole, or so we intend. I'm going to take a couple minutes and just introduce myself to you if there are new people to the show, so I can explain a little bit about why I'm doing this show and why I'm so passionate about the subjects that I put on the show. I grew up as a young child with the fortune of having two anthropologists as parents. I had two older brothers as well. Maybe I wasn't so fortunate about that. At least I didn't think so when I was small. But the good news was that we got to travel with our parents all the time. And I was able to journey throughout the world and experience things that were just phenomenal. I experienced things from the spectrum, ranging from seeing things that were very depressing, seeing poverty, death, sickness, and then ranging to seeing things of joy, freedom, great health, and love. And beauty. I think it was that upbringing that got me so passionate about wanting to help other people. That's been my driving force, my mission from the time I was quite young. And I've been able to do that in one of my former careers. I was a licensed clinical psychologist. And now I'm a certified business and life coach and a brain coach. And I made that transition because I wanted to be able to reach out and touch more people with my message than I could as a psychologist. And I do that through, for example, this radio show and through public speaking and other events that I put on. So for today, I want to prepare you for a fantastic interview we're going to be having with Rosie Aiello. Now, Rosie is an award-winning entrepreneur, a best-selling author, a speaker, and founder of Clear Vista Consulting International. Rosie champions entrepreneurs and professionals to realize their dreams and visions with clarity and focus. She loves defeating productivity black holes and small business overwhelm. I love that, productivity black holes. There seem to be a lot of those around my life. With her proven programs, Rosie empowers her clients to organize and value their time, resulting in higher profits, less stress, and more freedom to enjoy fulfilling lives. She's the co-author with other experts in Entrepreneur Extraordinaire, a must-have book for all entrepreneurs, And she's written 3 ebooks, 12 Essential Success Habits That Create More Time, Money, and Fun, and the series, The 1 Minute Productivity Tip. She's also co-author of the best-selling book, Conversations That Make a Difference, Shifting Your Beliefs to Get What You Want. And here's a note that will really convey a lot about Rosie and her personality and her dedication from over a membership of 40,000 people. Rosie won the eWoman Network Business Maker of the Year after only 3 years in her business. That's awesome. So I would like to introduce Rosie to you at this time.
Hi. Thank you, Simone. That's so sweet. Thank you so much.
Sure, absolutely. Your bio is very impressive.
Thank you. It's you know, I don't think about it until I hear somebody read it, and it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, wow, I did a lot of things, didn't I, right?
No, and you just, you know, I'm just a regular person.
Right. Well, a regular person with great passion and talent. Rosie, how did you get started in your business?
You know, it's funny because I think all of us have such varied backgrounds, and I'll try to make this really short, but I had been living overseas for a long time. I came back to the United States. I had a career in corporate finance before I left in Silicon Valley, and so when I came back, I had all these skills, and when I came back, it was in the middle of our deepest recession. It was like in 2009, and it's like, well, I couldn't just walk into a business, even though I had great skills. I was old, you know, mm-hmm. you know, today's society, and I had to start really looking into myself to see what I could do. And going to workshops and things like that. So then it came that, you know, I was pretty good at this organization and time management stuff. And then it just like took over. I was like, I'm really passionate about helping entrepreneurs really, you know, get a hold of their time so they can give their gifts even more. So that's the drive. It was just kind of fuddling my way until I figured out what it was that really drove me every day. But it's kind of a long road to where I got.
mm-hmm. uh-huh. So that is your why, you would say, to help people with... Go ahead.
Yeah, my why really is just I'm very passionate about helping entrepreneurs really just value who they are, you know, value them, you know, learn how to value themselves and therefore value their time so that they can really make the best of their life and their business. I had to escape to get my freedom. So I really know when you were talking about freedom, that's a word that really hits very, very close to my heart. Because of what I had to go through, and I now it's like I want everyone just to wake up and realize the beauty that they have in their life and the gifts that they need to share, because mm-hmm. they have gifts. You can't keep them inside, but you can't do it if you're not managing your life and your business well. You're wasting your time and your life, and it's like that's such a crime.
It's yeah, like, yes. You're right.
You know,
wasting. You have a new motto. Wasting time is a crime.
I never said that before. I'm going to write it down, girl.
Yeah, write it down now.
Wasting time is a crime. Yeah. that's true.
You mentioned you went through some difficult times.
I did. And this really fuels my passion for my work. I had lived overseas. I left my family, my friends, my career in corporate finance in Silicon Valley to marry my Lebanese sweetheart. And I was over there for, I lived in the Middle East for about 25 years.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, I lived in the Middle East for about 25 years. Okay. And from almost the beginning, it was like living in my own personalized terrorist camp. I was subjected to, you know, verbal, emotional, psychological, and financial abuse for all that time. And I just kind of lost who I was and just became a shell of who I was. And I know you can understand this from all the work that you do. And so I was just sort of hiding in shame. You know, I was isolated from my family and friends. I was hiding in shame. I just thought I was just no good. I wasn't a good mother. I wasn't a good wife. I wasn't, you know, just anything. You know, he would just crush me. But I believed it because he was so smart and logical and everything else. And then it wasn't until my daughter, who was a junior at the American University of Beirut, we were in Beirut, Lebanon at the time, you know, came to me and begged me to take her away from her abusive father, because I would have never left without my daughter.
Right.
And then we, you know, so during that time, from the moment she said, you know, get me out of here, within 4 months, I planned the escape of our lives. I photocopied and scanned critical documents. I, you know, just shivering, you know, being caught, you know, I stealthily removed items from the house for shipment later. I contacted divorce attorneys to meet upon my arrival. I made lists and lists of things I had to do. And, of course, I planned the details of the escape itself. And I'll never forget the day we landed in San Francisco International Airport. And it's like, that's freedom.
Yeah.
You know, that's freedom. And we just celebrated our 7th anniversary of independence. We celebrate our independence every year.
Oh, that's fantastic. I noticed that was in your Facebook.
Yeah. That's
boy,
really...
Rosie, that sounds like a lot of content for a good thriller.
Yeah,
you should write a book about it.
Yes, that's on the docket right now. We're getting lots to do that.
Well, good.
Yeah. I want to help, and I don't want to just help, you know, say my story to you know, with the drama, but it's to again, get back to, you know, everybody deserves a life and business that they love and enjoy.
Exactly.
That's the key here.
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree with that 100% to spend our time doing something that we don't enjoy and that we're doing just for the money is really a shame.
It is. It is, exactly. It doesn't matter what it is, but if you're just going through the motions every day and you're not being fulfilled, and we all know there are points in our lives where we have to do things because we're mature, but you have to look at your long term, and as I always say, your life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it.
Right.
This is your life.
Yeah.
So it does matter what you do every day. It does matter what your long term goals are. It does matter how you interact with everybody else.
You know what you're saying is, it's really apropos. I'm thinking of the things that people who are dying say at the ends of their lives, and the most frequent thing is that they wished they had lived their life more according to how they wanted to rather than other people wanted them to. And also one of the top ones is that they wish they hadn't spent as much time working. So that gets directly to you and how you help people arrange their time so that they can really spend more time with family and friends and doing things that they want. Why do you think so many entrepreneurs have difficulty managing their time?
I think, you know, there are a lot of reasons, but I think a lot of them probably, you know, either came from corporate or in a firm, or they were, you know, working where there was structure.
Mm-hmm.
And structure, you know, sometimes people, you know, like with the word structure systems, they, you know, they're, the hair on their back starts to go up. But, you know, just think of it more as a container, something, you know, to support you. That's what it is, to support you. And so when you have, like, the good news of being an entrepreneur is, yay, I have all the time in the world to do whatever I want, you know? And then bad news is, I have all the time in the world to do what I want, and I don't know what to do.
Right, exactly, exactly.
And that's the problem, is that they don't know how to structure their day that works for them. Because if you know, being an entrepreneur, I mean, that means you're in business. You know, we have to get serious here. You know, you are in business. If you're, if this is a hobby, totally different topic, totally different, how we would address this. But I'm talking to you as a business owner. And if you don't know how to manage your time, you're just going to continue struggling. So if you don't know how to structure your day, you don't know how to plan, you know, do long-term planning, you know, just to say, well, where am I going? You're going to keep having that struggle. So it's not having the structures and the systems that are causing them to have difficulty managing their time. And there's, I think, a lot of resistance around it, because it's like, oh, being an entrepreneur means I can do whatever I want when I want to. Well, yes and no. You still have to create some structure to get things done, but it doesn't mean that you're in a box.
Right. Right. I can see how that can be interpreted, the structure and systems. And I myself react sort of, as you said, with kind of a negative response when I first hear those words, structure or system. It's like, you know, as an entrepreneur, I want to run the show, and I want to run the show the way I want to do it, but that may not necessarily be the best way. So
yeah,
that's why I need structure and systems.
Right, and I'm going to say, yes, you do, but it doesn't, you know, but you can create the structure and the systems that work for you, but if you don't have any structure, you're going to be, just imagine, flailing. And, you know, we just finished all the, you know, the Olympics.
Right.
You know, how, and it's so great to use athletes as an example, you know. They didn't get where they are, you know, without structure.
Right, right.
System. You know, I used to, you know, decades ago, I trained with an Olympic swimmer as I was doing swimming. And, man, as she was just telling me, you know, just, you know, curve your hand this way, kick this way, just all these things. These are the skills, but it's, you know, how you move your body and, you know, bringing your hand against your thigh and pushing that water, all the, you know, that volume of water, all of these things put together, that's the system of swimming, right?
Right. Skill
of, you know, but if you don't put the pieces together, well, you know, you'll eventually get across the pool like I did.
Eventually.
You'll laugh at me like 10 times faster, but.
Right. No, I can definitely relate to that. When I was really young, I was a gymnast, and they kind of wanted me to be slated to try out for the Olympics. So I was definitely put through some fairly rigid systems, and but it did work. It made me improve tremendously.
Right.
So there is a reason for that. So
I always like to think, you know, again, you know, the difficulty managing time, you know, the structure. It's like, you know, it's just like, just think of like, you know, a little baby's crib, and they have the bumper pads around so they don't hurt themselves. It's just like, just think, you know, we've got, the structure's really like your little bumper pad. So you're just, so you kind of know where to go.
I like that, bumper pads structure. Great.
Yeah.
Bring in an analogy of a baby, and of course it'll be a good, it'll be a cute one.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happens when, as entrepreneurs and small business owners, we become overwhelmed?
Well, when you become overwhelmed, what happens? You know, you stop, right? You
mm-hmm.
can't focus, or not as well, depends, you know. So you can't make good decisions or any decisions. It's
right.
just like all of a sudden the brakes are just put on. And sometimes mm-hmm. I even have an image where you're like, oh my God, I don't even want to get out of bed. I don't even know how to take the next step, right?
Right.
I don't know. Everything's a priority. I don't know what to do next. And so the reaction is to stop. And
mm-hmm.
causes of that are many. It could be fear, procrastination. I mean, but whatever. So everybody knows the feeling of being overwhelmed. We all
oh,
get there.
Right.
But what happens is if you stay stuck in it because you don't know how to get out, you don't have the skills to, one, really recognize, oh, this is overwhelmed, two, to have the skills to get out and then to get out faster. Otherwise, you just stay there a long time, and then you get your motivation disappears, you go down, you know, downward spiral, right, of your
right,
mind.
Right, you lose your momentum, and you just start going
exactly.
down.
Lose your momentum, and then you just, it's like, oh my God, the day is gone and I haven't done anything, and then you beat yourself up even more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really challenging, but we all have it and we have to accept it, but we also have to learn how to get out of it faster. And
right.
so it pulls us down, and there's, you know, lots of facets to that. But if you are not getting things done, you know, because you're over for whatever reason, again, you can't do your wonderful work. You can't serve the people who are waiting for you. So when you're overwhelmed, not getting your stuff done, it's not just you who's not getting stuff done. It's all your clients who are not able to live their lives the way they would like because they haven't been able to receive your gifts. So it's a real long, you know, it's like a ripple effect.
Right, right, definitely. Yeah, and, you know, you were right on when you were describing the impairments that we have in our minds. We stop, we can't focus, we can't make decisions. And for all of my brain-loving audience out there, that's because when we're stressed out, our limbic system is in full control, and our prefrontal cortex and our frontal lobes that are in charge of planning and decision-making and organizing and all of those things, they pretty much shut down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. So, you know, so that makes it even more important how we have to, you know, have the skills and knowledge about how to manage that. Because
right.
it's serious.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
When we get there, and, you know, at least the people, you know, that I obviously work with, this is a huge problem. And of course, it breaks my heart when, you know, they can't get, you know, and I work with people all, you name it, I just, all kinds of industries, you know, graphic mm-hmm. designers and attorneys and, you know, coaches and consultants and financial advisors, you know, so it doesn't matter, you know, it affects everybody.
Right. I just, this is so fascinating. I just wanted to put a call out to say that if anybody wants to call and ask Rosie any questions, the number that they can call is 657-383-1534. We'd love to get any questions. So this overwhelm, do you think this is a marker of our current day society and that it was less existent in the past?
You know, I don't know about the past. Everyone's got, you know, other, you know, issues that will make them overwhelmed, but I definitely do believe that, you know, we live in this society today where everything, you know, we're in the data age,
Yes.
And we're in the age where everything comes fast. You know, we click on the internet, it comes fast. We send an email, you know, it goes fast. Or, you know, we receive an email. So we have all this, you know, it's like the speed. It's like, and as if we're supposed to respond at the same speed of the internet. I'll just use that as an example. So part of what people, too, is like, whoa, who's in control here?
Right.
Who is in control? Just because you can receive an email quickly doesn't mean you need to respond quickly. And it's about really setting your boundaries and really honoring yourself. Because if you end up being in a reactive mode to everything, every time, oh, I get an email, I got to respond right away. The phone rings, I need to respond to it right away. Somebody calls on, you know, comes into my office, I have to respond to it. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, you spend the whole day reacting and responding as opposed to being in control. And then that leads to overwhelm and exhaustion and frustration and anxiety and stress.
Right, right.
Let's take a deep breath here. And it all starts with, what are my goals? What are my goals? What do I want to achieve? And if you don't even know that, then you're going to for sure go in all these multiple directions and let other people dictate how you spend your day.
Right.
Easy to get into that. So, yes, in a way, you know, to your question, I think part of it is, but it's because people don't know how to react to it.
They
are reacting to it. They don't know how to be in control and say they have a choice.
Right.
You know, part of what I like people to understand is that you know, the importance of making conscious and intentional decisions of how you use your time. Conscious and intentional decisions of how you use your time. It's all about choice. And it's easy to spend time on Facebook, and as long as it's intentional, like, okay, I want to connect with some friends. Great. I want to do some, you know, posting for my business. Great. What happens is that then there's this link, and then there's that link, and before you know it, an hour or two have gone by. That's when you've lost your consciousness of why you're on the internet or Facebook or whatever it is. And that's what we want to kind of just like short circuit.
Right.
And if you choose to do it, it's okay. If you get lost doing it, then again, wasting time, as you said, is a crime. Is that how you really wanted to spend your time? Or could there have been a better use of that hour?
And oftentimes the answer to that is yes.
Exactly.
Definitely. If we don't go into it intentionally, as you say. Well, we're gonna take a few moments of a break coming up, and when we return, Rosie Aiello and I will continue this interesting conversation. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Hello, amazing listeners to the I Am Radio TV Network. We thank you so very much for being here with us today. We wanted to let you know we have an amazing opportunity coming up. We have available broadcast time. If you are a coach, author, speaker, or a business person looking to get your message out to the entire planet, then please get in touch with us as soon as possible, and we will go over the various levels of participation in our network. Again, we thank you for being with us here today on the I Am Radio TV Network. Now, get ready to go interactive.
Welcome back to the Dr. Simone Show, The Mind Body Edge. And I'm here still with Rosie Aiello. She's a time management expert, productivity expert. And she's been giving us some valuable information about the importance of choosing how to prioritize how we spend our time and taking control over how we choose to spend our time. So, Rosie, what would you say are the key elements to becoming a high-powered, empowered entrepreneur or business person?
But I love that question because, you know, of course, from my own little angle here, you know, I'm going to really, you know, say that, you know, the elements are, again, making conscious decisions of how you use your time, taking, you know, knowing your goals of where you're going to be going and, you know, having a great clear vision, your goals and how to daily manage your life on a daily basis. Having the structure to support you, whatever, however that structure is defined, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So to have certain systems and obviously the skills. And the other elements where which I call, you know, the power zone. So really I have it the purpose, you know, your purpose pillar, your productivity pillar, which are your system skills and strategies, and then the power pillar, which is your brain, your mind, and your body, right? And I just, you know, and I always say, you know, you can be really good in your purpose pillar, which is your goals, your vision, your goals, and your tasks, or in your productivity pillar, which is your, again, your system skills and strategies. You can be really good in those, but if the power pillar, which is your brain, your money, and your body, are not functioning like they should, it doesn't matter what you're doing in the other ones because you will not be able to be high-powered. So as you know from studying the brain and all the mind work, it's so important to keep yourself up and to know what to do, but also managing your body. You can't, I mean, simple things as not getting enough sleep.
Mm-hmm.
If you get enough sleep, this is just such an easy one to address, but if you don't get enough sleep, you cannot, your cognitive ability declines significantly, which means you can't make good decisions. You can't focus. You may become more irritable. All these things will affect your productivity. And recent studies have shown that if you have 6 or less hours, fewer hours of sleep on a continuous basis is equivalent to being legally drunk.
Right. I've heard that. It's incredible.
Is that how you want to run your life? Right? You know, again, as an entrepreneur, you're making decisions about, you may not think about it, but, you know, as you're writing your copy or having a conversation, you know, an enrollment conversation or making a presentation, if you're not fully energized, how can you give to the room or give to the person in front of you or give when you're writing, which then goes out to, you know, hundreds of people or thousands of people? It affects everything. So that power pillar is just really, really important. And even, and I'll give you another tip, which you probably know. But these are things, you can hear the passion in my voice because it's
yes.
Like, I really believe in this stuff because it doesn't, you know, I can teach you all the productivity skills, but if you don't even do these things, you know, it doesn't matter. Hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
When you wake up, okay, here's a tip. When you wake up, have a glass to a glass and a half of water to hydrate.
Okay.
A 1% increase in dehydration causes a 5% decrease in cognitive ability. And when you have sleeping, your brain has not been hydrated. Your brain is mostly water, right? 85% water.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And needs what? The water for all those connections.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So just, you know, drink the water the first thing in the morning. You've got to hydrate your brain. You may not feel thirsty, but your body needs it. And it's such a simple thing to do. And then hydrate throughout the day. I had a client, well, I'll give the example of this particular one. You know, I have this issue come up a lot. And
okay.
She said, really, God, you know, about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm just always getting tired.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that's interesting. I go, well, when's the last time you ate? Oh, I haven't eaten all day. It's like,
oh, boy.
You know, and I haven't had anything to drink. So I always teach all my clients a glass of water on your desk.
Yeah.
I'm a coffee drinker. You can do your studies. I don't believe in coffee as a way of hydration.
Right. Actually, doesn't coffee dehydrate you?
Well, you know, there's all these, you know, controversial studies and things like that. So,
yeah.
You know how it is. One study will say it dehydrates. One says, oh, yeah, you can drink it. So I just go the natural route because I can't tolerate the caffeine. I don't drink anything caffeine. I'm already, you know, I have enough.
We can tell, Rosie. We can tell. We love it.
but that's why. So if you want to become a high-powered, empowered entrepreneur, you have to integrate your purpose pillar. You need to integrate your productivity pillar, and you need to integrate your power pillar. All of these need to be fully integrated all times to really skyrocket your business, because you are the foundation of it. And we want to keep you powered up. And make it easy, and it's the systems and the skills that make your business easier.
Right, right. I really love that three pillared system.
Thank you.
I like that.
It's
simple yet very comprehensive.
Thank you. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Rosie, how many ways can our time get zapped?
It's like, let me count the ways, my dear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shakespeare something or whatever, you know. Let's see. Well, not in any particular order here. Let me see how many I can rattle off. Of course, distractions and interruptions are probably the biggest. You know, your emails, spending too much time on Facebook or the internet, not having an effective calendaring system or an effective to-do list, or you're wasting your time, physical clutter, mental clutter in the sense that you are trying to remember, keep everything in your head. That's, you know, really, really big. Not having, which I touched upon a little bit earlier, not having any kind of a boundary policy, so you're being reactive to everybody else's requests. Not having templates or scripts. These are, you know, so you're just doing things from the beginning over and over.
Over and over, yeah.
You're not planning. You're not exercising, you know, that or eating well. All these things suck up how your time can get zapped because you can't focus, right? And gets zapped because you can't focus. And so what causes lack of focus? You know, all of these things that I was just mentioning. You know, the shiny object syndrome.
Object syndrome. I was just going to ask you about that because you hadn't mentioned it. So I was going to say, what about
SOS? I get there. But now the shiny object syndrome is bigger than maybe you think. The shiny object syndrome is not just simply your computer and your phones and your iPads and Kindles and everything else. The shiny object syndrome really is anything that just kind of like zaps you, like, oh, there's a new program. Oh, I need to get that. Oh, there's another webinar. I need to do that. You know, so you start to go into information overload and knowing how to dissect that. Of course, I always say, and I send out a really great one-minute productivity tip. And so I say, you know, You can unsubscribe to everybody, but not mine or Simone's, right? But there's so much information. Again, getting back to the information, so the information can become the shiny object syndrome as well.
Right.
We have fear of missing out, and I know I fall into it myself because it's like, I like to be a sponge and try to learn as much as I can, not just for myself and for my clients. So it's really, you know, the list is long of how many ways you can, not delegating is another
okay.
one.
Okay.
That's huge. Not knowing how to make decisions. These are all, again, different ways of how your time can get zapped.
Right. I could really relate to that, the one about information. I also I'm like a constant learner. I'm always wanting to learn more and more. And a large part is so that I can give the best to my clients. But, you know, there has to be a limit there.
Yeah, and again, it's, you know, going back to, you know, what are your goals, what are your priorities, and, I want to share a mantra that is really, really helpful, and I trained myself when I first came to the United States, and it was like, oh, my God, the internet. We did have the internet overseas, but let me tell you, it was so slow. I could probably clean my whole bedroom before a page would load up. That's how slow it was. So here's like, oh, my God, it's so fast. And so I was hitting that enter button all the time going into the big black hole of the internet. So here is a really important mantra that I teach and I live by, and that is the task or action that I am doing right now helping me achieve my goals?
Mm-hmm.
So is the task or action that I'm doing right now helping me achieve my goals? Of course, you have to know what your goals are, and then there's a whole I do about teaching that. But this is really key. And everyone puts it on their computers, and it's like the little guy on the shoulder tapping you and saying, okay, your little conscious. Or it could be me. Yeah. Rosie, are you focused now on what you're supposed to be doing?
right. Is it moving me forward?
Yeah.
In the right direction.
And that doesn't mean, there's this, I think productivity sometimes has this bad label. Productivity is about doing the right thing in the right way at the right time. And sometimes the right thing to do at the right moment is to just meditate or take a break. Okay,
exactly.
Productivity does not mean doing. People associate that. It's not about doing. It's about doing the right thing.
Right.
And the body and the brain, we all need breaks. Sometimes it's just sitting quietly and listening to what comes in.
Right. I'm a huge proponent of that, as a meditator and as a researcher in neuroscience, we have these findings that show now that how productivity decreases over time and that you should take at least 10 minutes. If you're going to be working 90 minutes, you have to take 10 minutes out to really do nothing. You can focus inward, do some meditation or just daydream, whatever you want to do, but nothing task-related. And after you do that, your productivity increases.
Exactly. And taking every 90 minutes or a break every hour and getting up and stretching. This is, again, part of the power pillar. So these are all critical activities.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're managing your day, it's like, okay, you include these activities in your day, whether it's journaling or meditating or these breaks. That's all part of managing and having a high-powered, empowered day.
Right. What's one thing we can do to instantly improve the productivity of our day?
One thing to instantly improve the productivity of your day. Okay.
You have to choose carefully.
Yes,
huh?
I have to choose. And I think, the one that I want to choose I want to say the best thing that you can do is really be able to stay focused during the day and using whatever kind of system that you want, whether it's digital or paper, is having some kind of a to-do list and view your to-do list as your like your GPS.
Right.
It's guiding you. Like you wouldn't take a trip from here to, Timbuktu without doing some kind of planning. And your business is your livelihood. And so on a daily basis, just simply doing that, and it's just like, not worrying if you're not getting everything done on it, but it's like, it's just guiding you. Just mm-hmm. think that it's not your to-do list, it's your guide list. Maybe that's what we should call it.
Yeah, I like
it's
that better.
It's my guide.
Right.
I'm going to come up with that. I just
thought of that. Daily guide list, okay.
My daily guide list. How do you like that?
I like that much better than to-do, because to-do throws you into that aspect of having to do, doing.
Yeah.
And which, you know, really runs counter to being, which most
right.
of us don't do enough of in our lives.
Right, my daily guiding list. I like that too. So I just you know, that just came out right now because that's what felt, because that's what I, how I feel it is.
Yeah.
And then I know you said one, but you know, just the other one which I already mentioned is just
sure.
get enough rest. That's
yeah.
a priority in your life, because the rest, you know, just getting back to that is that it's not just, you know, like I said, you know, it's like you're legally drunk if you have like less than 6 hours. When you're sleeping, your body is restoring and repairing. So
right.
if you short circuit that ability, you're short circuiting your body from doing its job of restoring and repairing. And you may not think about it. Maybe you're young, but this is going to have a long term impact
mm-hmm.
on your life. Again,
right.
I want people. My intention is to live happy, healthy, and wealthy into my 120s. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
why not? So I have to take care of myself.
Right.
So we can't just think short term. We have to think of long term. And just the sleep will instantly also help you improve your productivity, because you'll just have a better outlook on life.
That's true. It's true. And you know, during rest, our bodies are resting, but our brains are quite active, and
mm-hmm.
they are reviewing what went on in the day. And oftentimes you can come up with answers to problems or questions that you had while you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that and you awaken, write it down so you won't forget. But
right.
what do you say to people who are so overwhelmed that they tell you, well, I just can't sleep? What do you suggest that they do?
Well, there are a few things. Again, you know, I'm not a medical doctor.
Right.
Or
right.
doctor. Just so part of why they can't, you know, from my side, it's like they have too much stuff in their head.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's really important to get it out of your head and down onto paper, whether it's your to-do list, your guiding list, or your long-term. That's really important. Get it out of your head.
Exactly. Right.
Because it's like they don't know how to manage it. Also, just, you know, having like doing a journaling before you go to bed, like what am I mm-hmm. grateful for, my successes, start
yeah.
to turn inward. Reading a good book. I frequently go to sleep with a nice audio. I don't need help to sleep. I'm a really good sleeper, but I just do that.
Yeah.
And have like, you know, there's, you go on Google, on YouTube, there's 20 million things where it's just like things for sleeping. It can be
nice.
Just music, or it can be, what do you call it? You know, somebody's talking.
Guided meditation or guided
right
relaxation.
Meditation.
Right.
Right. Those kinds of things. And if it's serious, you know, see a medical doctor. Sometimes it's the hormones, you know,
right.
Women. You know, why you can't sleep, there could be lots of reasons, but if you can't sleep, check it out. And there
right.
are sleep specialists, because it really, you know, it can just make your life miserable if you don't get a good night's sleep. You know, every now and then, okay, but if it's a chronic problem, then really seek out help.
Right.
Because I can tell, if you're not getting good sleep, you're not happy. You're not happy.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to, you know, because I know we're kind of closing in, but I wanted, you know, just share an important thing. We've been talking about, you know, lots of different costs to wasting our time, you know,
right.
The emotional costs and everything else. But I do want to bring to people's attention the financial side, the different costs maybe you don't really think about. And you have value, right? You have value as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You have value. And if you are, just for example, let's say you waste, because you don't have a system, you know, spending, you know, 10 minutes a day looking for a piece of paper on average, all right? We can be 10 minutes extra on the computer. We can use any kind of a thing. But let's just say 10 minutes a day wasting time, you know, looking for that paper that you know you just saw like 2 days ago.
Right.
Well, 10 minutes a day is almost an hour a week.
Mm-hmm.
An hour a week adds up to almost, you know, to about 40 hours a year.
Right.
40 hours a year is a whole work week from 10 minutes a day.
Right.
And let's assume, you know, that your value is $100 an hour, which I hope it is, or more. At $100 an hour, that's $4,000 of your value that's just gone down the drain. 40 hours that if you had a system or you knew how to manage your time better, instead of wasting it and it going out the pocket, it could be into your pocket. It could be using that time to generate $40,000 worth of business.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Most people waste easily 2 hours a day. Easily. Yeah. That adds up to $50,000 a year.
Mm.
So, again, you're entrepreneurs. You have a business. How are you managing your time so that that money is not going down the drain, but is going back into your pocket, or half of it, or a third of it? I mean, wouldn't you want to recapture even $10,000 worth of your time?
Oh, yeah.
This is what...
Absolutely.
And people don't think about that, you know.
Right.
They see the money, but, you know, if you can replace wasted time with productive time that matches your goals,
right,
then you would have a happier life and a business that's growing and serving more people.
Right. Yeah, that I like that. That really puts it in concrete terms that we can all understand.
Mm-hmm.
Just quickly, I was reading a quote, and it struck me as kind of funny, but something that you might address. It says, "Time management is an oxymoron. Time is beyond our control, and the clock keeps ticking regardless of how we lead our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Priority management is the answer to maximizing the time we have."
Yeah, there's so all these. Yeah. So, again, it's, you know, some people say, well, it's not really time management. We use the word time management because people understand that.
Right,
It's really energy management. It's
it's your
energy of how you're spending your day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, priority, this is correct, too, because it's like, but again, you can't know your priorities unless you know your vision and your goals. And that's why
right.
I always start with that pillar, your purpose pillar, because otherwise you could just be going off into never, never land. You know, you're going to get somewhere, but is it where you want to go?
Okay.
And that's what priorities are. And your priorities, again, doesn't mean they're all work-related. That's why, you know, when I go over my goals, it's not just work.
Mm-hmm.
I take it from a holistic point of view. You're a whole person. You know, what are your personal goals? What are your health goals? What are your spiritual goals? What are your relationship goals? You know, all of these have to be addressed and fit into, you know, a week.
Right.
Everyone has 1,440 minutes every single day.
That's
a lot of time. It's like, oh my God, I have 1,440 minutes every day. What the heck am I doing with those things? And, you know,
yeah,
you're distracted.
It sounds like a lot.
Yeah, if you're distracted, you're overwhelmed, you can't focus on your priorities. But that means you have to know what your priorities are. And that's another problem. People don't know what their priorities are.
Right, right.
So they get sucked into overwhelm because I don't know what my priorities are.
Right. And I totally agree with you about the need to find out your and define your life purpose first, your vision and your goals. You know, all those are essential.
Yeah.
And then you can choose your priorities so that they're in alignment
mm-hmm.
with what it is that you want to accomplish and you want to do with your life.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And another thing that, you know, I think of when I think of priorities is values. Our priorities have to be in alignment with our values.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because you'll feel it if it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where resistance come up and resentment and everything else. And I'm doing it because I have to or I should. And, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, is it a should?
No should. No
right.
should.
Exactly.
Right.
That impacts your whole motivation, you know, so... then you get demotivated and then, you know, the downward spiral.
Right. Boy, this has been so fascinating. You should see my page here of your questions. I have stuff written all over it. I've been taking notes of all of your wise words as we've been doing it. Yeah. I mean, I can see it's essential. They've got to call Rosie in before they start anything in their business.
Exactly. It's like, you know, before you go to these other ones, you know, it's just like, if you don't get this down, you're going to just like be drowned, you know, the water's going to be up to your neck.
Right. And all the information you get is just going to be pouring over your head because you don't know what to do with it. You can't put it anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, well said, Simone. Absolutely.
Thank you. Now, how can people get a hold of you if they would like to contact you? Do you have a website?
I do. So I want to just share maybe a few different ways. So
okay.
I would like to first invite them to, I have a free ebook.
Cool.
Yeah, the 7 critical steps to small business success, you know, getting organized. And people have said they have, after reading that short little ebook, they got more done in 1 week than they had the whole prior 6 months.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, and that's just clearvistaconsulting.com/gift.
Okay.
clearvistaconsulting.com/gift.
Okay.
And then I like to, you know, invite for your listeners have a conversation with me because they are here and part of your group. This is a profit accelerator assessment that they will do a self-assessment and they will do their assessment and they'll get clarity and where they're going.
Okay, we need to wrap up. Would that be at www.clearvistaconsulting.com?
Yes, and they can go to tinyurl.com/withrosie. tinyurl.com/withrosie, and they can book a time with
me. Oh, great. Well, Rosie, thank you so much for joining me today, and I thank the audience for listening. Join me again. I'll be back September 6th when I will have Dr. Geraldine Brosfield. And she will be speaking about nutrition, blood sugar, antioxidants. I've heard her speak, and it's really fascinating to learn what it is that she talks about. Helps increase our productivity when we eat properly, too.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, and everybody have a great day.
Thank you.